Hello.
Oh, hi, Logan.
Yep.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good.
Good. Good to hear. Happy Tuesday, right? So I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, I tried canceling it, but... Yeah.
The card?
No, the account.
Oh, I see. Give me a second here. So, you and I talked back in September, and it says at that time, client was thinking of canceling. I shared results and offered $129. And he said he slows down around Christmas time. I talked to him about a seasonal hold and $49 for the website hosting. Client said he will continue at $129 and can pay next week, but wants us to look at performance and provide updates. So once that September payment had gone through, we had gone through the performance check and we went through some updates on the account. Have you been on the dashboard to see the results that you're getting by chance?
I have not.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So I'll send you a fresh login to the dashboard just so that you have it. You won't have full access right now just because the account's past due. But I do want to let you know that once that past due amount is up to speed, you can then cancel if you want, or you can go on a seasonal hold. I wouldn't recommend completely canceling because that would dramatically affect your business and you would lose the website. So also remember we were talking about, you know, maybe if you ever got to the point where you wanted to cancel the program, you can keep the site and just pay the $49 monthly for the hosting. Now, have you seen the site that we built or?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So that might be an option. Let me just look here. I want to look at the leads that were coming through on the dashboard because this is showing you were found on the first page of Google over 400 times. So I'm thinking you got some solid work out of this. Yeah, I see some inquiries that are coming through the website, but most people don't get to that point because at that time they've already called you or talked to you because when someone finds you on the first page, they're all automatically going to contact you, you know, so that they can get whatever they're looking for. But there's those rare occurrences where, you know, maybe they're at work or they're with family so they can't call you. So in those occurrences, they'll just, you know, plug in their information into the site and then you get that lead coming through the site. So what is it that you're thinking that you want to do at this time? Do you want to just move forward with the cancellation once it's paid, or do you want to maybe go on that seasonal hold? What are you thinking?
Well, probably just go on like a month or two seasonal hold. We'll try that. And then,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So once the December 1st payment is up to speed, we can, you know, pause maybe for January and February and start it back up again in March if you like. The system does try to process it once daily. So I would imagine that it'll automatically go through, you know, within the next week or so. But if for some reason it doesn't, I can reach out to you at that time, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll send you a fresh email that talks about the payment failing, but the extension on there, 777, it will ring to my desk. So if anything changes, you can call me, okay?
Okay.
All right, and in the meantime, have a great rest of your week.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you. No problem. Okay, bye-bye.
Yep, bye-bye.